She shared this before board meeting. We shared it to the board. I said, come and share a date. It would have been great last week, wouldn't it have been, with the widow's mite sermon? But you're getting it today. Okay, God bless you, Rita. Talk loud.
Well, last week, as Kim said, we talked about the widow that had the two mites. Well, I didn't have two mites, but I had two $20 bills, so you'll make me remember that. And then Thursday, Greg also talked about that the devil can deceive you, and you'll think it's God, and it's not, it's the devil. So you need to know the Lord's voice, and he talks to everybody if you just listen. So anyway, I went to my old church. We were asked to come to another church, a sister church, for a big conference, and the choir was asked to sing, and I was part of the choir. So they began talking about listening to the Lord and giving in faith and giving humbly and giving what the Lord tells you to give. And there was a big need in the church, and I don't know the circumstances that we weren't told, but they kept saying, you need to give from the heart. Don't listen to your head. Listen to your heart. Listen to what the Lord's telling you. And the preacher kept saying, you can't outgive the Lord. There's no way possible. So I looked in my wallet. I had two 20s and $3 in change. I pulled out a 20, and something said, come on, that's not what I told you to do. So I pulled out the other 20, put it in the envelope. Of course, the change wouldn't fit in the envelope, so I kept my change. And I gave my $40. And I thought, I just felt good about it. I thought, you know, I don't care if anything happens from this. It blessed me to be able to give, and nobody knowing, that's the only $20 I had until the next Friday, which was payday. I had my $3, no money in the bank, just my $40, and I gave it away. And I thought, I feel good about that. I was blessed just from a feeling I got. So anyway, I went to work from a Monday morning until Friday with my $3, and I would start to go to lunch, and different people from all over the hospital would say, you know, one time you bought me lunch. I want to pay you back. And that happened every single day of that week. And then I would say, I'm going to go to the get a Coke. Does anybody want one? No, but you've been buying Cokes for everybody. So all week, everybody bought my drink and my snack in the afternoon. So at Friday morning, there's the payday, and I have my $3 in change that I had Sunday. I didn't need it. I didn't need anything else. So the week goes on, and I'm thinking, hey, that worked out really good. I really feel good about that. And I get a phone call. Now, I used to work at UC when it was General Hospital. That had been 37 years before. It was when I first got out of nursing. And I get a phone call from UC Medical Center. And the lady says, we are just bringing some of our records up to date. We need your address. And I thought, what for? I haven't been there in 37 years. But I gave it to her. And she said, you have... She verified my Social Security number and all that. And she said, we want to clear out your retirement. And I said, no, I cleared out my retirement 37 years ago because I bought a piano. And it took everything I had in my little retirement. And she says, no, you've got some left over, and I want to send it to you. So I said, well, you know, that's fine. Just go ahead and send it to me. So the next week, I get my letter from UC Medical Center, and it says, here's the retirement, you're totally cleared out, da-da-da. And there was a check in it for $8,437. Oh. And I thought, as soon as I opened that, and I thought, man, you can't outgive him. And I thought it was really odd, and I didn't think about this till last night, but it was $8,437, and I'd been gone 37 years. I thought that was even kind of ironic. But I did learn. I learned that you have to know the Lord's voice. You have to give with honesty and with conviction that you're doing the right thing, that he's telling you to do, and you got to know that he's not going to be outgiven. You'll be rewarded in some way. And that's my little story.
Awesome. I love that. I just, aren't you glad she shared that with you? Oh, just Bless me from the top of my head to the tips of my toes.